This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
In studio this morning, after making the announcement yesterday that he's running for the Oregon House in District 4, Alex Scarlatos. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So talk about what fueled this decision to go for the legislature.
Well, the background is, of course, I've ran for Congress a couple times in the district. Christine Goodwin decided she was going to run for the state Senate, which made a vacancy in her House district. And I recently moved to the district only about 4 months ago. I moved out to Olalla, and I decided, you know, that I could contribute a lot to the state level. And on top of that, it's a much more conservative-leaning district. So I was very excited about the prospect of being able to be myself while being a politician.
And what about, what do you see out there in terms of the continued interest in running for political office along with all the other things you're doing? What do you think, is there like a deep desire down there?
I just want to affect positive change in our area. I mean, on the state level, on the federal level, I just think that we've been getting screwed for a long time, and I want to do something about it. And right now, on the state level anyway, it seems a lot of people are talking about, you know, drug legalization and overturning Measure 110, and I think that that would be a great step in the right direction to start off with, but there's a whole host of issues that we're facing.
Now, if you're elected for this, you'd begin serving at the start of, let's see, it'd be the 2024 election, so the beginning of 2025. So you've really got a year to kind of look ahead and plan what you might want to focus on.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, campaigning is something I'm no stranger to now. So I'm actually really optimistic and excited for it.
And talk about this district with the move. It's a kind of a different part of the area, not just part of Douglas County, but going further south as well.
Yeah, it's a very rural district, and kind of rural issues were what I've been championing this whole time. So it's the communities outside of Winston, south of Winston, outside of Myrtle Creek and Tri-City, pretty much going down the whole I-5 corridor through Canyonville, Rogue River, Gold Hill, all the way out to Central Point. So the rural parts of Douglas, Josephine, and even into western Jackson County.
As you look at the legislature, you mentioned Measure 110, and it seems like, especially the last 3 weeks, I think in particular, it's almost every day there's a different story or a different public official out there talking about Measure 110. We've heard calls to repeal it, even with a special session, or look at it in the short session. How aggressive do you think lawmakers need to be about looking at that issue?
I think we need to be very aggressive. I mean, I think it's backfired in more ways than one. Obviously, there's the issue of drug legalization right up front, but then of course there's the law enforcement issue, the homelessness issue that are all kind of tied into that, and those are kind of the ramifications that I think a lot of people didn't consider when voting for the law. Not to mention, I think it was written very poorly to make people think that it was some sort of drug therapy law instead of drug legalization. So I think we should go back, and again, if the people want to vote for it again in the future, I mean, that's a whole separate issue. But we at least need to backtrack and figure out how we can do this in a way that's good for everyone and good for the taxpayer and doesn't increase homelessness and crime.
Now, with Measure 110, Oregon went further than any other state in the nation. Oregon oftentimes, I mean, for decades, has been known sometimes for being the first to champion different things, and a lot of things people look back on positively. Do you think this is one of those times we voters didn't necessarily realize what the impact was going to be?
Exactly. And I don't think it was sold to the voters in a way that was, you know, nonpartisan or fair. I mean, I'm all for, you know, I'm libertarian. I'm all for legalization of a lot of things and even some drugs in some cases. But this is not what that was. I mean, this took tools away from law enforcement to enforce the law. It increased homelessness. And especially when you're going to be a state that's going to be one of the first ones to legalize anything, you're going to attract a lot of other people from other states that are moving to Oregon, like homeless people, for the simple fact that they know that they can't get in trouble for drug use. So it's really compounded problems that we already had here and made them worse.
And what about the whole issue of fentanyl?
Well, fentanyl is a a massive issue. A lot of that, of course, has to do with closing our southern border on the federal side, which I still think needs to get done, but also more funding for police, especially on the I-5 corridor, so that we can shut down transportation distribution of fentanyl.
And I know one of our national reports, it wasn't in Oregon, but one of the reports early this morning, there was a drug seizure. And this particular seizure, there were enough pills to impact everyone. And I think it was that particular community. I mean, the number of pills sometimes that are being confiscated is pretty high.
Well, it's, I mean, the amount of pills that are being confiscated is very high, but also the lethality of each pill. I mean, the amount of fentanyl that it takes to kill someone is minuscule. So you could have a Ziploc full of fentanyl pills that's enough to kill 1,000 people. I mean, it's insane. And people that are even using these drugs don't realize how dangerous it is. People will take drugs not realizing that there's fentanyl in it. So drug use in general has just become that much more dangerous.
What are other issues that you would focus on if you're elected to the state legislature?
I mean, the issues that I've been championing for a long time are mostly just increase pay for people in rural areas, a better economy, more jobs, lower taxes, kind of the boilerplate Republican issues. I mean, I've been pro-timber for a long time, too. I think we need to get back to responsible forest management. There's not as much on the state level for that, but I will definitely still, especially on the Elliott State Forest, work on that.
And are there particular committee assignments that you'd be interested in getting?
I haven't thought that far ahead, to be honest. We just announced, and I'm looking forward to winning the primary, and if I can get that far, then maybe I'll start worrying about committees.
Now, I know that you talk about all these different things, but one of the issues in the legislature for the GOP has been the fact that the Democrats have dominated it for quite a while. How do you either shift that or get both parties to work together better?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't look like the Democrats are going to work with us. that's just political reality. But I think that they will have to if we can, you know, at least get a slim majority or tie one house. This seat is very safe Republican. So we need to focus on winning a lot of seats in the Medford area, in the Salem area, the North Coast, even the Portland suburbs. And that's something that I would love to help out the Oregon GOP with, is flipping some of these seats so that we actually have a little bit more say in the state.
Before we wrap up, anything else you want to share about your thoughts for the direction of Oregon and the legislature?
No, just I'm excited to have announced my run. I would love to have everyone's support again. I think everyone in this community knows me or knows of me. If not, feel free to reach out on our Facebook page. We don't have the website totally up yet, but reach out on our Facebook, Alec for Oregon.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.